This is 91.7 KXT, and this is the KXT Live Sessions. They're made possible by Jason Ridings. I'm Joe Cozera. Today we have Diane Coffey in studio. Diane Coffey plays tonight in Deep Ellum at Three Links. Diane Coffey is the work of Sean Fleming, the drummer from Foxygen. Welcome, Sean.
Hi, thanks for having us.
And would you introduce everybody else to us?
Sure, we got Caleb Hickman playing keys, we got Drake Ritter on the guitar, we got Glenn Myers on the bass, and we got Mr. Ben Lumsdaine on the drums.
Awesome. You guys looking sharp and really
feeling good.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to hear first?
We're going to hear Not That Easy. We're going to play Not That Easy. You're going to hear Not That Easy.
Lover coming on.
Awesome. 91.7 KXT, Diane Coffey in the studio with us. You play tonight in Deep Ellum at Three Links. Not That Easy. What a great song, man.
Thank you.
And yeah, thanks for coming. We really appreciate you being here, too. You moved a few times. Like, you're from L.A., then you moved to New York, then you moved to Indiana. What brought you there?
I really had never lived in a city proper before, and it kind of freaked me out. So I had to get out of there pretty quick. And Bloomington felt a lot like the place that I grew up, Agoura Hills. So it was an easy transition. And with the SC group labels there, Jag Jaguar being the label for Foxygen, I already had a big support group down there and a lot of friends. So it was just really easy.
Did your work with Foxygen, did it inspire you to start Diane Coffey? In other words, you know, was it like a positive or negative way? Did you want to come out from behind the drums? And
no, I was always writing my own stuff, even before Foxygen. So it kind of felt like business as usual. I mean, you know, touring a lot definitely gave me a good amount of insight as to how to kind of run things. So it made it easy to kind of just start getting on the road with my own stuff. But yeah.
Well, you're a great performer. You're really a showman. It's really an experience to see you perform. And honestly, it's kind of missing from a lot of live shows these days. It's one thing to get up, play your songs, which is fine. It's great to go see a live act, but to really to experience something and experience your songs. But beyond that, I mean, your music is really, really good. You've got so many influences going on. What who do you listen to, and who inspires your songs?
I listen to all sorts of stuff. For this, I was listening to a lot of Joe Cocker. I was listening to, for this record, I was listening to a lot of Joe Cocker. I was listening to a lot of Motown stuff. I was listening to the Hedwig and the Angry Inch soundtrack, which is,
all right, okay,
you know, super glam and super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my taste is pretty eclectic, and I think that shows up in the record.
Yeah, for sure. So I watched a video. It was really good. Kids interviewing bands. And it was a really, really good interview.
Yeah, that this was little girl, one of my favorite interviews.
Was it really?
Time.
She yeah. asked you some great questions, this little girl.
You know, it's interviews, you know, it's always great. I mean, a lot of people have the same questions, and it's great to have someone come out and throw some curveballs at you.
So I'm going to steal some of her questions.
Please.
because they were so good and your answers were so good. But
I don't remember my answers.
Good, good. she says, when you were a kid lip syncing in front of the mirror, who did you emulate? Who are you? Who did you pretend to be?
Yeah, I was Young MC.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was my first CD, and I think I can sing the entire record front to back. I know all those hot rhymes, Stone Cold rhymes. I believe was the album.
Right. Okay. And did you? I guess going back to who influences your music, who do you watch? Who do you emulate? You said, you know, Hedwig, but are there other artists? David Bowie, maybe.
You know, not. I mean. Not so much. I don't think I ever really. I don't think I ever really did that. Like, kind of watch a lot of live stuff. I never really watched a lot of live performances growing up. I think that's a very recent thing for me. I mean, getting out on the road. I was never a kid who really went to a lot of concerts. I was about an hour and a half, you know, 2 to 3 hours on a bad day in traffic from LA. So I didn't even get to go see a lot of live music. We had a local venue at near my place. So I don't even know how to put it, like a yacht rock venue. A lot of kind of people on their last leg, like Mark Cohen, Walking to Memphis guy. Like I've seen him play like 9 or 10 times.
Wow. All right.
You know, so I did watch a lot of Tom Petty growing up. Yeah. I think I had like a DVD.
You're a hell of a skater too.
You're
a skateboard, man. It's really, really, do you still get to do that any?
You know, I want to all the time. I want to so bad, but you know, if I even, you know, when I was drumming with Foxygen, I definitely couldn't, because even if I like stub a pinky toe, I can't drum, I can't do anything. It would really affect. I care more about music and the performance than I do about, you know, landing a solid hammer. You know what right. I mean?
Sure. So you play guitar, you play drums, obviously, but do you play other instruments too?
Yeah. I mean. I think all of us here play a little bit of everything. You know, I'd say guitar and vocals, maybe what I play best. Drum would come in third. But I mean, I just like to to play music. I think it's always really inspiring to pick up an instrument maybe you've never played before and just diddle around with it. You end up having a lot of new ideas, maybe going places that you never thought to go before.
All right. Well, let's get back to some music, shall we? What are we going to hear next?
We're going to do Mayflower.
All right. Was great. Diane Coffey here in the studio with us. Nice work, you guys. You play tonight at Three Links and Deep Ellum, the new album. Well, the latest album is called Everybody's a Good Dog. Thanks for coming in once more. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.